News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Every local authority and utility company must be engaged to deliver more land for housing. That's according to Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation. He joins us now. Conor, you are meeting today. The Irish Home Builders Association Summit is meeting today to discuss the delivery of housing. What is the key problem as far as you're concerned?
Unfortunately, Shane, it's not problems. Problems, like all aspects of housing delivery, it's incredibly complicated. But today is a big day, not just because of the housing summit that we're organising, but also because the revised national planning framework, which is the top tier of planning policy in Ireland, is now going before the cabinet today for approval. What in effect and what we've been told that will mean is that pretty shortly the minister will be instructing local authorities right throughout Ireland to re-examine their county development plans within the county development plans as where their land zoning objectives are placed. And we've been saying for a long time that those land zoning objectives are based on the census from 2016, which is completely out of date at this stage. So an urgent and crisis level response must be taken now by local authorities.
This national planning framework has been ready, I think, since late October, early November. It seems to take a hell of a long time to get it to cabinet.
It does, Shane. As I understand it, there's concerns that it's not ambitious enough. We'll have to see once it's published, hopefully soon, and it's within the public domain. But certainly at the moment, all our members are reporting that trying to get, you know, and trying to purchase lands that are zoned, and of course there's also the infrastructure piece with infrastructure pipes in the ground, is extremely difficult. For instance, Shane, we're at a situation at the moment where, you know, on the capacity register maps for both the National Grid, the ESB National Grid, and also Uisce Éireann have changed significantly over the last number of months. There's 0% capacity in relation to some substations in the eastern region. Uisce Éireann capacity register maps have gone from green to orange, meaning that in the Dublin and eastern region, meaning there's significant capacity constraints in our infrastructure. So we just, it's not just the land zoning piece, it's also the investment and infrastructure piece. So the focus over the next number of months, if we're serious about housing supply, will have to be on local authorities delivering more land, okay, and the utilities and delivering utilities. More.
I don't know if you want to dodge this bullet or not, but we are going to be speaking to Sinn Féin later on. They're bringing a bill to the Dáil, basically banning any the introduction of any kind of water charges in the future. Like, is there a case of the chickens coming home to roost a little bit when it comes to water infrastructure?
I will dodge that bullet, Shane. Look, we represent builders. You know, the manner in which infrastructure is paid for, our water services are paid for, you know, is not for us to comment. All we can comment on is the fact that there's a complete and utter deficit in relation to wastewater treatment plants and pipes in the ground in Ireland.
There is talk, more than talk, it is going to happen, of a housing activation agency being set up. And the word is Brenda McDonagh of NAMA is going to be the person heading up that, I think, with a view to kind of knocking heads together and making sure all the utilities, all the state agencies are singing from the same hymn sheet. Will that make a difference, do you think?
Hopefully it will, because this isn't just a matter for the Department of Housing. This is a matter for the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and NDP delivery. It's a matter for the utility companies. It's a matter for the local authorities, all of them reporting in, you know, to different people. It needs coordination. Urgently needs coordination, so that if you've got, you know, a parcel of land, wherever it may be, in a city centre or suburban location, and there's many different people, or sorry, companies, utility companies, agencies responsible for the delivery of the bridge, you know, the you might have to move, you know, electricity lines, you might have to build an access road, you might have to, you know, increase the capacity of the wastewater treatment plant. But someone and some agency needs to be there to pull it all together.
Okay, just final question. There's lots of speculation about whether the government will go for tax breaks for developers for building apartments, whether rent caps will be amended, the current system. Do you have a, does the CIF have a view on that?
Look, we're formulating a proposal in relation to that, but certainly there needs to be financial enablers. We've seen when there's been a reduction in the soft costs, such as, you know, a reduction in the Uisge Air and connection water fees and the local authority development charges, it actually does result in spurring on, you know, greater activity by house builders to try and deliver financial apartments. At the moment, the only people that are funding apartments at the moment, by and large, are the approved housing bodies through the cost rental schemes and also the LDA. And it is completely unsustainable for the state to be the only body capable of purchasing apartments.
Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.